RCT, Pittsburgh.
Right here is go back, way back, back into time. when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
That's right, listening to his stereo. And, of course, what is on that old stereo is Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. That's right. So all of the announcements, all of the promo, all the stuff, everything I say, just disregard. Just even disregard this. I don't care what you disregard. Just disregard it all. And that last thing, too. All right, let's get started with today's show. Once again, it is a rebroadcast from 13 years ago. And this show just happens to be from, let's take a gander here. It is from April the 10th, 2009. So let's get right into that Zombo Deep Archive.
You buy them?
From people.
So what do we call a man or a boy who sells drugs? It begins with a P.
Pollution.
Yes, that's a form of pollution, but he's a pusher, and a pusher carries a bag of all kinds of drugs. Pusher will sell you any kind of drugs you want. Okay, now I'm going to play a song, and you'll hear this guy tell you that the pusher's coming, all right?
Here comes the dope pusher. He's got a bag of things that he will say will make you feel beautiful. Heroin, cocaine, he has some uppers and some downers, and marijuana, and all kinds of good things that will one day have you in pain and agony. But you can look at him right in the face, and you can sing this song to him. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Sing along with me. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Now watch him walk away, because he can't sell you his bag of agony and pain. Goodbye, dope pusher. Goodbye with your bag of death and agony and pain. You'll have to find somebody not as smart.
So that's what we want to tell the dope pusher. When somebody comes to sell us some drugs.
Here comes the dope pusher. He's coming to there.
So the dope pusher comes, what do you say to him?
Yeah.
I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley, I'm your daddy.
Here. Welcome aboard. Howdy doody. All right. Now we're cooking. All right. For Kenny Joe and whoever requested that. The Busher Man. Curtis Mayfield. Bill Cosby gave us the dope pusher. And you know, I got to get a better copy of Boyd Bennett's Cool DJ. Does anybody have a copy? Boyd Bennett, he's a cool disc jockey, man. I need a better copy of that. I hate starting off my show with... What song is that he's playing? Why is that? Why does it sound so terrible? I'm listening to something else. What kind of junk is this? Don't they have any kind of fidelity there? The guy's always screaming in the microphone. It's always hurting my ears. It's too piercing. It's too piercing is what it is. All right. What's going on today? Ah, we're going to have a good Friday, aren't we? A better Saturday and a great Sunday. Eh? What's happening? No, I think I got the theme to what's happening, too. I should play that later, too. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. If you want to give me a jingle, what is happening this weekend? Well, tonight, midnight, I'm at Arsenal Lanes doing my... I tell you, I play some cool stuff. I'm almost a Mr. Funky there. I have a lot of fun. I play some cool stuff. I always play. I play with it, you know, eh. That's from midnight to 2 a.m. at Arsenal Lanes. And then Art Goes Bowling, the second one. Easter, 6 to 9. It's free. It's at the bowling alley. If you're an artist, bring artwork. We're going to put it all over the place. And if you sell it, you put the money in your pocket. How does that grab you? Just come on out to Arsenal Lanes. If you're bringing art, come out around 6 o'clock. I'll be DJing there. It's free. Come in and hang out. You know, after you've digested your Easter dinner and your eggs and your big meat. That's right. You come on out. We hang out. And you help me digest. I might as well do another pusher song. Right? I got some pushers and some peddlers, and then who knows what's going to happen today. You know? Every day I just dread this. This is the worst part of the whole show for me. Is that just starting out, you know, I'm half don't know where I'm at, and the other half doesn't want to be here. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is so sad. Here's the peddler is his name. The pusher is his name. I got peddlers later. Diggin' Gators, WRCT, Zombo already in your brain. It's so early for me to be in your brain, too. Can you believe I'm in your brain already?
All right, son. I know your friends are waiting. And I know I can't change your mind. But before you go, I'd like to say this one last time. On some lonely corner, or in an alley so dark, in your own crowded classroom, or on a bench in the park, there's someone who's waiting to offer glamour and fame. But beware of his story, son. The pusher's his name. He'll prey on your mind and break down your will. And when you show weakness, move in for the kill. Oh, he'll tell you it's harmless, just a lot of fun and games. But son, you know better. The pusher's his name. So when you get invited to a swinging rendezvous, watch out for the pusher, 'cause he'll be there too, waiting to lure you like a moth to the flame. And son, his ways just as deadly. The pusher's his name. He wears a smile with a smooth line of talk. It's hard to explain how this vulture might stalk. With a pill from a bottle or a shot in the vein, then you'll be another victim of the pusher's cruel game.
You'll
yes,
be another victim
the pusher's
of the pusher's cruel game.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl, today is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can keep the habit. So Josh began to puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, "Boom! I feel good." So he went back home that night. But the next day he was right back down to Captain Mop Joe's house. But Captain Mop Joe said, "I have something better for you this time." And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, "Boom! I feel good." Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, "Josh, said I understand you fooling around with old Captain Mop Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about." But that night, late that night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, "Ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad." His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, "Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy?" He saw her mother let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gap Mop Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, "I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope." He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, pip-bop, pip-bop. Went to kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead. Stone dead. So he went on back to Gap Mop Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. "Woo! I feel good." But a few days later, he was in the cell. In the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, "I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money's gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama. Mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look like I'm gonna die." And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a liar out of him. Made a thief out of him. Stopped him from going to college. Lost his $2,000. Made a murder out of him. And finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil dope.
cowboys and chitlins a la King. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Now, 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 now. Take a look. That's yourself. Something else. Oh, I don't know what is wrong. But if you keep looking like that, I'll be gone. There's something wrong with you. Something I gotta do. I mean to find out the cause. You slow up and down. That you would love me so. You said pumpkins would look like pickles before you let me go. Well, I'm just tired of it all. You can stop your show. Don't you know you can be replaced, you know. Monkey toes and string beans. Roast bamboo salad smothered with bubble gum. Baked barbecue gorilla ribs. A dish of cow fingers and mosquito pie. There's something wrong with you.
WRCT is the best place to be. He sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
desert whispered to me, Dad, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
Okay, here comes a really nasty part of the song that I have to fade out because Iggy Pop says some dirty words. Okay? This is right here. So I want to tell you about Old Economy Village. That's correct. I'll tell you about it later. I got past the dirty part, I think. No? Maybe he said something dirty. Let me fade this in. Yeah, there we go.
I'm a repo man.
Almost got you the Old Economy Village. You wait. You wait,
yeah,
you. Iggy Pop for you, all right. By the sound of something out of the bin, it's time to take you on a journey. Yeah, to Old Economy Village. Oh, boy, that does. It's not a Zombo show without a visit to Old Economy Village. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. You know that's what, cause that's what I'm talking about. It was founded in 1824. And it's a national landmark site located in Ambridge, Pennsylvania. It's restored buildings. It's so hard to get excited about all that. I got it back. Cool. I lost it for a minute. But now I'm back. I really got in the Old Economy Village groove. Okay? Because it's all about those restored buildings that are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its industrial prosperity and textile manufacturing, railroads, and vine making. Ah! Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen and perform historic chores. You know, for me, there's only one historic chore. The rest of them, you just get out, and that's hoeing. I love hoeing. You know, you get the bit and you start hoeing. I don't know about you. There's good hoeing weather now, baby. You can view their former gardens and their paintings and their tools, which includes a hoe. The site is open. Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, 724-266-4500, or go to oldeconomyvillage.org/oh. Oh, that's over already? Something's done. All right, a little Holly Golightly and a Brookhouse from a record that I hope never leaves the bin. Oh, man, this is a good song. Oh, boy. You want to hear about adopting a homeless pet? Huh? Are you depressed enough today? Do you need some more? All right, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Adopting the homeless pet from Animal Friends will change your life for the better. Pets offer us companionship. They make us healthy and encourage us to work, to walk, and play. Well, pets make us well. They might making us laugh. Like, oh, look at that mess you made on the floor, Rover. Oh, my goodness gracious. Fluffy unraveled all the toilet paper. You're cracking me up, pussycat. Oh, you pooped on the floor again. Oh, man, you're a laugh riot, Rover. Yeah, they make us laugh. Oh, my God. Oh, you chewed my favorite pair of shoes. Oh, you knucklehead. You're cracking me up. You are cracking. Oh, you missed the litter box, kitty. All right, you put your butt over the edge. And whizzed all over the floor. Oh, you crack me up. You're just doing all this to crack me up, you wacky pussycat. You can meet adoptable dogs and pets and rabbits. Rabbits? Who wants a rabbit? I got the Easter. Well, why a rabbit? You know, I don't know about this rabbit business. Well, anyhow, go to thinkingoutsidethecage.org. You love pussycats and dogs, don't you? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you about some shows. Oh, I'm not going to tell you about that. That's lame. That show, I didn't know that it's on the radio. Ah, here's a dilly. Miss Mary Mack is back. And black, and black. And listen to the Chickpea Radio with Mary Mack for a weekly dose of punk, post-punk, and dance jams Wednesdays, 10 p.m. on WRCT. I don't think she's doing the 35th anniversary party. I think she had another gig or something. Hopefully she'll pop in for a bit. But her show's Wednesdays, 10 p.m. And hey, Zombo, the name sends a chill down my spine. Listen every Friday from 10 a.m. for the wildest and weirdest radio waves ever. Let's tune in. Let's see what he's up to. Holy crap, he's playing that Holly Go Lightly record again? That son of a gun. I had enough of that guy. So much for that promo. This is Ursula 1000. And his record just, it ain't, whatever. Ah, brother. Let's go over here. How about some Iggy Pop, huh? You like Iggy Pop? I played Iggy Pop. You like Link Ray? I'll play that for you. You don't like anything, do you? You're a lazy bum. You don't even care. You don't care. I could play this. And you go, oh, that's interesting. I was playing it, so it must be cool. I assure you, it's a far cry from cool in my book. All right, here's Link Ray. Yeah! This is like that punch him in the guts music, you know? The kind of song you hear, and you want to go down the street and either punch somebody in the gut and give them a wedgie and yank their drawers down. It's one of those kind of songs. It was banned in 34 countries. Ace of Spades, Link Ray. Now, silly me, I haven't even told you what we've been playing. We played Repo Man, Iggy Pop, Three Balls, and Dino Washington, Rose Tattoo. Johnny, you didn't even call and complain. Nobody, you don't even care. I do this for me. What can I tell you? But I got to tell you what I play. You know, you freak out. You know, the funny thing is, I was listening to, like, old radio show of, like, Porky Chadwick. He never told people what he played. He goes, hey, that's a bad tune. And that's it. That's it, man. You didn't know what he played. Those guys never told you anything. They're all secretive and everything. Me, I just lie. Frenzy by the Wailers. We heard Something Wrong With You, Screaming Jay Hawkins, David Vaney, and then the Phantom Chords. Frenzy, Exorcist to Frenzy, Rod Rogers, The Evil Dope. Phil Phillips. Let's see here. The Pusher is his name. We played that. And we played Quincy Jones doing the Street Beater, which is the theme from Sanford and Son, by request. The Pusher Man. Curtis Mayfield. All right, 412-621, whatever, forget the telephone number. 412-621-WRCT, that's all I can remember. That's decoded. I think it's 9728. All right. Ah, this is cool. Peggy Lee, Taste the Honey. This is really swinging, baby. A swinging ham.
Winds may blow o'er the icy sea, I'll take with me, though warms the lee, a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return. remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourself. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
School to try to learn how to teach. Some people go to school to try to learn how to preach. But if you preach after going to school, be sure you preach and teach the golden rule, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living. Lord, say that's all. A feller I know is a miser man. under the ground, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord's sake. That's all. Now, man came from monkey, some folks say, but the good book, brother, don't tell it that way. If you believe that monkey tale like some folks do, I'd rather be that monkey than you, and that's all. That's all. Better change your way of living, for the good Lord says that's all. My little song is finished. My little song is through. And I didn't necessarily mean the song for you. But if you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a mighty good sign that I've been tromping on your toes. And that's all. I said that's all. Better change your way of living, for the good Lord says that's all. Yeah, that's all.
There is a little guy who is so very shy. He really hasn't very much to say. Every time we meet, I try to be so sweet, but he answers in a most peculiar way. Gee, it's nice to be with you.
Oh, Emily, me?
I hope that you enjoy it, too.
Well, really, I,
The moon is really grand. Would you like to hold my hand?
That's all, folks.
Why are you so coy and shy? You could almost make me cry. You could say something sweet, instead you just repeat.
That's all, folks.
Gosh, oh, gee.
I don't know what's the matter with me.
Me, oh, my.
It's the same no matter how I try.
Maybe if you snuggled near.
Well, I,
Maybe you would lose your fear.
No kidding.
It might not go amiss to even try a kiss.
That's all, folks.
Won't you be a little kind? Tell me what is on your mind.
Emily, my mind.
Just for fun, you might marry me tonight.
That's all, folks. You really do excite me so.
Oh.
That it's hard to make you know.
Really?
I love you more each day, though I only say, that's all, folks. I hope I've really made you see that deep down in my heart, it'll be what I say, and it'll be what I feel, are really miles apart.
We'll be so happy, you and me.
Yeah.
We can raise a family.
Maybe three or four, or even many more.
That's all, folks.
Well, she goes strutting down the street in her sophisticated style. The way she's dressed was knocking them wild. The cats started gazing till they called her out. Her pink pedal pushers was knocking them out. She wears a pink pedal pusher. Pink pedal pushers. Her pink pedal pushers has made her the queen of them all. She goes driving down the street in a brand new car. The cat started gazing from near and far. She don't cause commotion till she steps outside. The cats can have it holler, ooh, ooh, man alive, she's wearing pink pedal pushers. Pink pedal pushers. Pink pedal pushers has made her the queen of them all. Yes, she goes, whoop, ooh, up a doo, darling.
brand new fancy with a pink panel pusher. Pink panel pusher. Pink panel pushers made her the queen of them all. Yeah, they gave her a part in a high school play. They all told her to play the old maid. Curtain call had the crowd overflow. Her pink panel pushers, they stole the show. She wears a pink panel pusher. Pink panel pusher. Pink panel pusher made her the queen of them all. How does she go?
A broken-hearted peddler, the most unlucky fella that was ever born. My mama in Slobodka was drinking too much vodka and left me stranded on a Sunday morning. Oh, my papa was a plumber who doubled as a drummer. I never really saw that fella wear a frown. His whiskers were the longest, the toughest and the strongest. How well they used to keep his pants from falling down. Oh, hush your charna, yay.
Oh, hush your charna, yay.
Oh, California, yay.
Oh, California, yay.
Oh, Pennsylvania, yay.
Oh, Pennsylvania, yay.
I'm pink as the feather, Brooklyn, USA. I didn't want to struggle, so I planned a way to smuggle my poor friend myself into the USA. We knew just how to do it, and so before we knew it, we landed in Canarsie on a stormy day. But soon I met a woman, a dirty, rotten woman. At first she made me happy, then she made me blue. Instead of gaining knowledge by sending me to college, she sent me to the races and they cleaned me through. Oh, hush your churna, yay.
Oh, hush your churna, yay.
Oh, Mississippi, yay.
Oh, Mississippi, yay.
Oh, Albuquerque, yay.
Oh, Albuquerque, yay.
I'm pink as the feather, Brooklyn, USA. Was at a game of rummy. She called me a dummy. I punched her in the mouth because that makes me mad. She lifted her umbrella, so I kicked her down the cellar and broke the nicest girdle that she ever had. She went to Ellis Island to send me back to my land. The thing she told the people, that was very bad. I never thought they'd do it, and yet before I knew it, they packed my trunk and sent me back to Petrograd. Oh, hush your charna, yay.
Oh, hush your charna.
Good old Jamaica Bay.
Good old Jamaica Bay.
Hooray for Rockaway.
Hooray for Rockaway.
I think is but no more in the USA.
Yeah, okay. That was, I'm not even going to back announce that. I probably should. That was Benny Bell with Pink as the Peddler. And I'm back announcing from 13 years ago. This is Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from way back when, 13 years ago. This show originally broadcast on April the 10th, 2009. So obviously all the things that I say mean nothing, like always. So you can hear my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, Fridays, that is tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then you can download all the Zombo you can possibly want, all a lot of old shows, probably about 2 or 3 years worth of shows, at Zomboco, Z-O-M-B-O-C-O, .com. Let's get into the second section of Zombo Deep Archive. And once again, this was from April the 10th, 2009.
Death Watch, everybody knows what's what. All join in committing sin in the Renaissance of smut. Restaurant business has improved since the tops have been removed. No one really disapproved in the retinas of some smut. Charlie's sister went to jail for sending pictures through the mail. Random House has bought her tail for the retinas of some smut. Once the kids read Jack and Jill, nursery rhymes and Buffalo Bill. Now they're reading Fanny Hill for the renaissance of smut. Suburbs once could win the race. Now I fear they're losing face. We all move to Peyton Place in the renaissance of smut. If you're normal, worry not. You can fit by smoking pot. Sail away to Camelot in the renaissance of smut. Oh, my country, tis of thee, lonely phonography.
WRCT is the best place to be. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
That's how to start it.